And we know that rural and regional Australians and children in particular can face quite a few health challenges. And to discuss a brand new program that Life Education Australia is introducing, I was so looking forward to talking to happy, healthy Harold the Giraffe, but he had to work today apparently. So in his place is the acting CEO of Life Education Australia, Josie Shaw. Josie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Harold is always so busy. His focus is visiting the kids. I'm sorry he couldn't be here today.
Well, considering how much I remember enjoying the visits of Harold when I was growing up, I think we can forgive him for that. But what has Harold and Life Ed been working on lately?
Well, listen, Harold is really, really concerned about kids in rural and remote areas. Kids in rural and remote areas are suffering a lot of challenges at the moment, as they typically do. We know there's been issues around COVID, you know, with regards to low socioeconomic issues when it comes to the fact that, you know, we've got some of those areas being very popular for tourism, and a lot of families have been suffering because of that. They may not have been working recently. We also know that areas of low socioeconomic disadvantage in rural areas often are subject to a lot of natural disasters, being fires, etc., floods, and some drought as well.
Now, when it does come to those issues that are challenging children, what exactly is Life Ed doing to get on board with helping those kids?
Life Ed, for over 40 years, has been focusing on three key areas. We empower kids with fundamental life skills around physical health, social and emotional well-being, and, of course, safety. So that includes cyber safety, drug and alcohol ed, we're quite famous for. So Healthy Harold goes into the classrooms and makes sure kids have got all the skills they need, particularly between the ages of 3 and 13. So they go into high school, you know, feeling quite empowered and with all the knowledge they need to live happier and healthier lives.
Speaking this morning with the acting CEO of Life Education Australia, Josie Shaw, about Life Education Australia's latest fund to help regional and rural disadvantaged children. And Josie, how can people contribute to the fund?
Yes, we're particularly calling out to the people of Port Lincoln. We visit a lot of schools in Port Lincoln, and everyone in Australia can donate to the fund. It's called the Life Ed Child at Thrive Children's Fund. This fund was kicked off by Woolworths Fresh Food Kids with $125,000. Anyone can donate. Just $25 helps one child. And what that does is arm that child with skills such as social and emotional well-being skills, physical health skills, and safety skills, so they can really empower themselves and break that cycle of disadvantage.
And what is there a website that people can contribute at?
Yes, just go to our general website, which is full of great parent resources as well. It's at lifeeducation.org.au. When you get to the website, you'll see the banner that says Thrive Children's Fund. Click on that and you can make your donation to make a real difference.
Very, very worthy cause, and we are so looking forward to seeing Healthy Harold back on the Eyre Peninsula very, very soon. Acting CEO of Life Education Australia, Josie Shaw, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and hopefully we'll have Harold next time.